In the age before, the elves, having explored all the mysteries that their world of faerie had to offer, and being ever inquisitive and ever delighting in the diversity and variety of life, used their mastery of magic to open a gate to our world. This world that they called Far was endlessly entertaining. Compared to the civilized order of faerie, this world was savage and primitive and populated with a multitude of child races that contested against their world for survival. This was a new world to explore and to tame, a world that they could nurture into a new version of their beloved faerie. Upon discovery of the new world, the elves set about to do what they had done for uncounted eons on faerie. They began to teach the arcane arts of magic to their newfound pupils. Only through the mastery of magic could the child races sculpt their world into a sylvan utopia that faerie was. Things went very well at first. One of the new races, the humans, were especially adept at wielding this new power. Delighted with the success of the new students, the elves taught them more and more and greater magic. The new mages of this world, instructed by the finest elvish minds, created great arcane works. Items, edifices, and spells of great power they created. All seemed to be going perfectly. But it was too much. Too quick. The races of this young world weren't ready for the almost unlimited power that they suddenly held in their grasp. Unlike the elves, who had mastered magic slowly over the uncounted eons, and whose wisdom had grown in concert with their increasing ability, the child races grabbed at this new power greedily and used it for their own selfish ends. They used the new arcane arts not to tame and order the world as the elves did, but experimented unwisely with the new art, and in the final insult, used it for making war on one another. The elves, realizing their mistake, sought to correct the problem. As with the opening of Pandora's box, though, they found that they couldn't contain the spread of the contagion that they had unleashed. They fought vainly for centuries to undo the damage that they had done, but in the end, realized that they could not. The corruption had spread too far and too fast to be stopped. So, the elves decided that if they could not undo the damage, they would at least no longer be party to its spread. They recalled all of their kind and retreated back through their gateways and sealed them, lest the damage spread back to faerie. For many long lives of elves, the gateways remained closed and faerie and far remained sundered apart. Eventually, though, the inquisitive nature of the elves took over, and some decided that a gate should be opened, and the results of their forefathers' actions should be investigated. They found that all was not in ruins as they had feared. Yes, the land was irrevocably scarred by the magical cataclysms that had followed the elves' retreat. The fertile central valley that sat at the heart of the ancient kingdom that the elves had formerly known had been pounded into a sea of dust by the magical wars that followed. Yes, weird and aberrant creatures now haunted the deep and dark places of the world. However, not all was foul and devastated. A flourishing new kingdom had formed around the foothills of the devastated valley. The great mages of the past were also gone, perhaps having killed one another, or perhaps lost to old age and forgotten. Magic remained, but at a level that the budding new races could control. The elves rejoiced in this discovery and moved back into the wild places of Far that reminded them of their native faerie. They began their magical instruction again, this time with restraint. They also found, much to their horror and dismay, that eons ago, when they had withdrawn from this new world and sealed it off, not everything elvish had made it back. They had left behind a relic of the past. Relic of the Past is a live play Dungeons & Dragons podcast featuring a group of player characters whose lives have been turned upside down by some evil and ancient force. What will happen to them? We'll have to wait until the next episode to find out. Until then, email us at relicofthepastpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us at Relic of the Past on Twitter and Relic of the Past Podcast on Facebook. And thank you for playing in the world that lives inside my head.